Ready? Okay. Vo'oidam Reb Chiba Rabbe. Chiba Rabbe said another thing. Ani Re'isi is Reb Yoichanan. I saw Reb Yoichanan she'ochel zayis meliach, a salted zayis. And Tosfos speaks out Rashi that salted, it used to be they salted it for more than just one, not a little salt. It sat in the salt for a while, many days. And meliach has a din, the bottom Tosfos has a din kiriseach, has a din like being cooked. So Rabbi Yochanan ate his eyes meliach, ubir cholav and made a bracha tchila, a bracha rishoyna, v'soif and a bracha achroyna. So the Gemara wants to prove a rai benegay the din of shlokos, cooked vegetables discussed earlier. So iyam is bishloime, if you're going to tell me that shlokos b'milsayu kaimi, that shlokos retain its shame pri, and you make the same bracha bir piyadoma even though it's cooked. So therefore, b'tchila mavarach olav bir piyates, Rabbi Yochanan made a bir piyates in the beginning, ulu b'soif mavarach olav bracha achas men sholosh, he made alamich, he made the men sholosh bracha, because from the Shivas Aminim.
Why do you say Bari Priyat?
Because the Zayas is an eighth. Zayas is an eighth.
Right. So make a Bari Priyat. I got confused, right.
And okay. It contains a Shem Priyat.
Whatever it is. Right. Hadam or
Hades. Correct. Before we're talking about Hadamah, correct. But we're trying to bring it right. Same idea. That because here a salted Zayas would have a din of Mavush of Kok. And still, that so it makes sense that he made a Bracha Rishoyna of Bari Priyat and a Bracha Chroyna of En Sholosh. Eli Amris, if you're going to tell me shlokos labim masayu kaim, if you're going to go with the tzad, that cooked vegetables, shlokos, doesn't retain its shem pri and you make a shahakul, so too over here should be the what? So therefore, betchila would make sense that he made a shahakul near bedvar. So how come he made a bracha achrona? If it lost its shem pri and it changed to a shahakul, then what kind of bracha achrona would he make? So something more, no, what's not a raya? Maybe shlokos does lose its shame free, but the Dilma Baron of Fashis Rabbis of Chisrin al Kalmash of Rosa. Maybe the Bracha Chayin that he made was a Baron of Fashis and not a Mem Sholosh. Shows what exactly what the Havamina was. What right. Didn't know the Havamina made, it could have changed the Hakel, but it was a Baron of Fashis. What was the exactly the Kasha? Okay, but a Kapon of Gemara says it's not a Raya that he made a Bracha Tchil of Esoif. It's very possible that it does lose the shem pri, and the bracha chayin that it made was a bur in the fashas.
He wouldn't have commented that he was a bur in the fashas that made a bracha chilul basal.
He commented?
Yeah, he said he
made a bracha. Rabbi commented that he saw Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying he wouldn't have commented if it would be a davar pashut. If he commented that he made a bracha tchilul basoif, he was referring to men sholosh and trying to goofa tell me this din that shlokis retains its shem pri and he still make right. Mocheru. Mosav Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel. Bizgo shmu fekt akashe. Ye roko is vegetable shodem yoyts men dech vos ve pesach. Ye yoyts ye mitzvah of mor am pesach. Ye yoyts behen. Ye yoyts with the roko is those specific vegetables. U beklach shel anem with the stalk.
I think yoyts behen is the leaves.
The leaves, right. Yoyts behen with the leaves itself. And a klach shel anem the stalk. Av loy kvushen, but not if it's soaked, pickled. Veloy shlukin, not shlukin means very much cooked. Extremely, extreme amount of cooked. Veloy mevushon, not cooked regularly. With that, you're not yoytze, you're more, you mitzvah more. In fact, if you're going to think that it retains its shem pri, its status, even though it's cooked, then shluken am I loy? Why are you not yoytze the mitzvah more if it's shluken, if it's cooked? So it would be a raya that it loses, so too it would lose, just like you're not yoytze the mitzvah more, you'll make a shahakal and it loses shem pri for bracha and for the gemara loy. Shani hosom, it's not a dimyon. Shani hosom is there, it's different to being a tamor of a leker. Avada maybe benegay bracha, it retains its shem pri at the bottom of Rashi. Maybe it retains linyan bracha shem pri, all of it retains shem pri and make a bori pri adomo. But for mor, to be yoytze mor, is a different story because you need actually a tamor of a leker and you don't have the tam. It loses its taste when it's cooked. Omle b'yimi b'yabli b'zeru. Rabbi Yochanan heich mevorach. We said before Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha on a salted zayis, made a bracha tchila v'soif. How can he make a bracha achreinu heich mevorach al zayis meliach? Kivim the shakilu legarine. Once you took away the pit, botz leshiyuru, you're missing.
When you salted it, you probably took out the pit.
I guess, or even either when you salt it, or just in general, if you're eating a zayis, you're not eating the pit. You're taking it out. So if you're taking out the pit, you're missing the shear.
So this is a global kasha. So how can you eat a zayis?
Right.
It's not Rabbi Yochanan adapted. Rabbi Yochanan told you what bracha you made.
Well, if you eat one, I guess, right. Right. He said, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, So the Rishonim speak out for Bracha Rishonim, there was never a problem here. Bracha Rishonim, that's Gepasik Halach, any shear that you eat, any amount that you eat, you make a Bracha, because also Lohanis, and Alabinana will blow Bracha. But for Bracha Rishonim, where you have your shear, if you're taking out the pit, and if you take out the pit, you're missing your shear. Now, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out, there is a concept of barrier that we know in Hilchas Teruvah is barrier. Barrier has a certain chashivas. So Lechayre, what happened to the din of barrier here?
Right.
So that, because it's salted, the
loses
a shame barrier.
So that's not, why is that lose a shame barrier? You're giving it a good taste, whatever, you're salting it.
Enhancing it.
They have it, exactly, enhancing it. They make today the olives that are the spicy olives and all that.
That's why when you salt it, it takes out the pit.
Oh, so
it's the shame barrier.
Oh, so very good. So that's what they say. Because you're taking out the pit, also is not already the berry. It's not what it is. I know so much shalom. It's not the berry. It has to be in that situation.
It's original form.
It's original form, correct. But it seems like berries, it's a whole schmooze. Berry that person, the Shulchan Aruch says, the person should be nizer not to eat things, a tiny piece of rimoin seeds from a rimoin, or a chit, or some kernel, or a lot of these things that have a shem barrier, because then it's a shayla already of, even though it's less than a kezai, it's me a shayla of brocha. So a person should be nizer with the berry.
It's
but upon
him. It's not so that when you cook it a lot, or salted, that doesn't lose the shem barrier.
Also, cooking, I don't think cooking would. Cooking yourself, maybe itself, to lose the shem barrier. Basically, she's saying Zai, the fact that it's salted is different.
We don't say it.
Right? In your day, we don't say it. Right? It could be in brachas, is right. I'm not sure. In Hilchas brachas. If it's cooked, is that, why should it lose? Maybe get smaller? It shrinks? Does that make it less of a barrier?
It needs its original matzah. It has to be the original thing.
Okay, so what changes anymore. When it's cooked? It gets smaller, it shrinks? It's not exactly...
different.
Taste?
It's different.
I don't know if taste would...
Taste, but it's different. Okay. Means it's the same thing.
Yeah, I have to check it up. Okay. I'm saying that's... Right, okay.
By Yisurim, we say barrier, it's
loy bottle, right.
Barrier, it's the whole thing.
Correct.
So it could be when you cook it, it could be that even in Yaradeh, the Yisurim is different.
And Tois over here discussed just in the God. Is this just a svara that the Gemara is asking there shouldn't be a bracha of men sholosh, a bracha chreiner? So because it's not a berry, because it's missing in the shear?
Right.
How about then get berry in a foshes? Which more of a general type of thing.
Can you say that even though
it's
about
to shear? Is it even about to shear if you would make a berry in a foshes or not? That seems to be a shayla.
Yeah, but we don't ask him that less than the shear you make a berry in a foshes.
Right, correct. But it seems like a nidin, that maybe berry in a foshes should be different. So that was the Gemara's shayla. So how could the Yosef make a bracha chreiner? The chayyot's missing the shear once you take out the pit. Amalei mi sabes kezai is gadol binan. Do you think that you need a big kezai? Is bein in binan? Kezai is bein in binan. You need a middle level kezai. Right. So the Gemara of Ahuda is looking at Rabbi Yochanan. The zayis that they brought in front of Yochanan, zayis gadol hava was a big zayis. The afak the shaklui the granis. Even though you're taking away the pit, partially shiur, he's still left with a shear. That now we learned the Mishnah. Zayis, the general halacha that we always say, depending on everything of shear of achila, you need a zayis, loy cotton, we're not referring to a zayis cotton, a small, but loy godl, el abeinu. We're referring to a zayis beinu. Vezehu aguri, and this is called aguri. But this zayis that we're talking about is called aguri. V'amri bavu, loy aguri shemoy, el avruti shemoy. V'amri lo, some say samrusi shemoy. That's, the name is samrusi. V'loma nikko shemoy aguri, what is it called aguri? Sheshmonoy, it's oil, Ogur b'soichoy is collected, is stored within it. In other words, Rashi speaks out, many, if you take an apple or an orange, in order to get the juice out, it's much more nivla in the apple, in the, you have to squeeze it out, it's coming out from within.
Orange is a bad example, because right, it's a little holder that has it in like
right,
a grape.
Let's say like grape. Grape, the juice is more in out
you
of
a,
the...
You have a pulse. It says that the last love of they'll get the... The tzaddikim will get the wine stored in the
grapes. Right, stored in the exactly. So wine is stored there. The shemen is stored in the zayis versus other fruits that you have to really press it out. So that's what's called aguri. It's ogre. It's stored inside within it. Zak the gemara name ketaner. Let's say that this the machloikis here the shailov whether shlokis something the vegetables that are cooked retains its shempri of a bar priadoma or loses its shempri and you make a shahakel is a machloik. Let's say it's a machloikis. And we learned previously, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. And always lemek tanoim all over Shasmin. So why would they stam say in halacha and not say, I hold like that tana? If they say it without saying a chal v'yena tana, it would seem like that it's a different machlokes. Or why would they be arguing in something that's already argued before? So lemek tanoim,
I need to read that. You can't say that here because it's not a Mishnah.
It's only in a Mishnah. It's not just by a Mishnah. Any mechloek zamiruim that's already previous mechloek zamiruim. The Gemara usually asks name mechloek. The Hanitrei Talmidim. These two Talmidim that were Yazvik made the Bar Kapori. They were sitting in front of Bar Kapori. Vilufonov. They brought in front of him kruv, cabbage. The durmeskin is again. It's some kind of a, I don't know, mountain squash. I think if someone told me it is Yazeshteiner, mountain spinach. Upargiot, you go to Eretz Yisrael, everything that says, all the dishes, they have pargiot, that's the bottom, I think, of the chicken, it's chicken.
No, they say partridge.
Partridge? Okay, Rashi says pargiot, boser oif, shekorim pargiot. So Nosan bar Kapor, Shuz Lechem, and bar Kapor gave permission to one of them, Lavorich, to make a broch and be moitzi the other one. One can make a eitz, if both are eating, can one person makes the broch and to be moitzi the other. So he gave Shuz Lechem and Lavorich, Kofatz, he jumped ahead, one of them, Ubor, Ebirichin, ala Pargiot, and they made a broch on the Pargiot,
which is the
Shahakoil. Ligla Valav Chaver, so his friend Maktim was making fun of him. Why is he doing that? Lechoyd is a Kedima, you should make the Boyer Priadomo before the Shahakoil. Kois bar Kapor, so bar Kapor got upset. Omar, he said, "Lo yalam avorach ani kois." I'm not upset on the one that made the broche on the pargiot. Elal shom alaglag ani kois. I'm upset at the one that macked the fellow. Why? Because im chaveroch, if your friend doyma acted like kimisha loytom tam basa moilam, he jumped ahead and he ate the chicken because it was chaviv. It's as if he never tasted chicken or meat in ever before. Ato, so then you are maliglaktolov. So why are you mocking him? In other words, if it's more chaviv, then he has a right to make the broch on what's more chaviv. And then Chazav Omer, then he turned around and said the opposite. I mean, then said differently. Rabbi Kapor said differently. Lo yamal laglag ani kois. And you have to understand, he didn't, when he changed his mind, right. He was upset at, he was first upset.
He was upset on both.
Exactly. So now he said, I'm upset, lo yamal laglag ani kois, and I'm vorech ani kois. I'm upset on the one that made the broch of Omar. Im chochme enkan, zikne enkan. Meaning to say, is if you don't want to ask me because you don't feel I'm a chochme enough to ask me what to do, no. Chochme enkan, but zikne enkan, I'm a zokn. And Rashi says, you should have asked me which broch you make to patter the rest. And Rashi does speak out, these are all things. Rashi seems like he's saying it was the middle of a Suda. And Dvorim, then are not boim mitoich Suda, not coming part of the Suda, you make a separate bracha. No, you don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. Right, the chicken, we don't make a middle of a Suda, we don't make a separate bracha. But Kaponim, so you should have asked me.
Maybe they didn't wash it. I don't know.
If it's Rashi says a Suda, Dvorim mitoich Suda.
Because otherwise, the reason why Rashi said mitoich Suda, they said, because otherwise it happened to be mocked to someone else.
Well, if I make an eight, eating an apple, and you're eating an apple, I can be moitzi with a bar pri.
Yeah, but this thing that you moitzi other people, they say because you know, it has to be taka suda. Otherwise, there's no thing that one should be moitzi someone else. You better go back and go on bracha.
Okay, okay. Tana, we learned the shneim lo hitzi shnosim. They don't. Yeah.
If something's chavav on somebody, maybe there's a tzad that you make bracha first on what it's chavav to you.
Correct. So we're going to see that this is. We'll get. We'll open up the shulchan aruch in a second. So
you only can say chavav.
Same bracha usually. Yeah. The shneim lo hitzi shnosim. They both didn't make it through the year. So what? Amir halacha b'fnei rabban. What is it? What do we explain? What's the chayat? Amir halacha b'fnei rabban. They didn't make it. They didn't ask the rabbi, and then not just that. That guy paskened, and he didn't ask. And yeah, go, what do you think?
Because they got married.
Right.
That reason. It could be.
Could be just because they had a kapod on them. You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I was thinking of that. Oh, so Gemara wants to say, so this goes back to this machloikus of Shlok. My lab hokamifling. What was the machloikus here? The two talmidim of Bar Kapor. The Mavorich Sova, the one that went ahead and jumped ahead and made a bracha, held Shlokus Upargiyot Shahakal Nibidvori, the boat Shahakal. In other words, the Shlokus loses its status of pre, so you make a Shahakal, so the boat Shahakal. So if the boat the same bracha of Shahakal, Hilke Chavav Adav, so therefore Chavav is already Adav, therefore he made a bracha on the chicken. Umalaglik Sova, but the Malaglik, the one that Maktim held, Shlokus, the Boyer Pri Adomo, Shlokus retains its Shem Pri, and you make on Shlok and the cooked vegetables, you always make a Shem Boyer Pri Adomo. So therefore, the Pargiyos, the chicken was a Shahakal Midvari. So Hilkechi held Peri Adav, so he mocked him for jumping ahead and making the bracha, and yet he didn't do the right, correct thing, because he went, there's a Peri Adav, because a Boyer Pri Adomo comes before Shahakal. Why does Boyer Pri Adomo come before Shahakal? It seems like the way it's brought down is because it's more a brach. It's called more chashiv, but the chashiv means the brach is more particular.
Yeah, it's more
specific brach. That's why you make a brach at tvei. So if it comes a bari pri adam and shakol, you would have to make a bari pri adam first. So this was the dumach legis.
Shakol's on
a general, correct? A general brach draws brach on anything. So the Gemara is saying, name it ketanoi. Let's say this machloikus of shlokis.
We said before. Who are they?
I guess it was Tanoim. Makapar was a Tana and the Talmidim, yeah. So they want to say, so this is Machloikis of Shlokis. If Shlokis is a Bar Priyadom HaShakal, Lechoy would be a Machloikis Tanoim. So Akhtimu Eloi. It's Neshke Raya. The Kula Alma, maybe everybody holds Shlokis of Pargiyo is Shahakal. Everybody holds it's a Shahakal. Machlokis is something else. Marisov, Chavav Adif, one holds Chavav is Adif, Marisov, Kruv Adif, that the cabbage is Adif, the Zion. It's more satisfying, so therefore that would come first. So that was the Machlokis. More nourishing, it fills you up, so that would be the Machlokis over here, but not a Machlokis in Shlokis. Now, Toysa speaks that this is a general halacha, chavev adif, and Toysa says so is the halacha. Yesh l'shnei mina peres. If you have two fruits, and chavev is always adif, and boy repri adamo is comes out from agama also is adif, is mshahaka because mevarer is tvei and it's chashiv.
So we're saying over here that kruv is more satisfying than chicken.
I guess so. Yeah. More satisfying than chicken. And therefore, that mandama held, you go with the one that's Zion more. But we go with Chavav Adif.
Partridge is very expensive. It's always expensive.
Okay.
So little, I would say, it's rare.
Maybe that's...
Yeah,
you get fuller there. Because it tastes... It's more satisfying.
Rare.
Right.
It's rare.
Right, I hear.
So I have a half a meaning that that's better. But you say that doesn't matter.
Right. And to finish up on the bottom, then when it comes to even two brachas shavas, when it comes to already fruits, two eights, right. But a zayin aminim, it says zayin aminim comes adifi, that comes first. But that itself is also 2 days of shachar, not so simple. If someone likes an apple better than a pomegranate, which bracha, not a pasha.
What happens if one of the zayin aminim came from Eretz, didn't come from Eretz Yisrael?
Right. Just the shivas aminim, right.
Is that enough?
Right. 2 days of shachanach, that also seems like not clear.
Zayin aminim maybe only from Eretz Yisrael.
Right. But as a general rule, it sounds like this concept of chaviv adif is in the same exact bracha, chaviv someone's chaviv adif. But if it's a shahakul, and a bar piyadam, about the bar piyadam comes first. It's bar piyadam, and bar piyadam is also shayl and shachanach, also pashtis, 2 days of shachanach, bar piyadam comes before. Okay. Zog the Gemara weiter. Where are we? Omer Abzerik, Avina Berevuna, when we buy Revuna, Omelon, he told us, Hani gargalida de lifte. These heads of...
Turnips.
Permina prima rabba, if you slice them, you cut them prima rabba, big pieces, you make a bari pri adama. Prima zuta, but if you cut it into very small pieces, then shahakal ni bedvori. Apparently, if Rashi says somehow the svari is, if you cut it very small, it loses its grace. It's a downgrade and it loses its status, and it, now you make a shahakal ni bedvori. That's what this mandama holds. Came from Rabbi Yehuda Amalon, he told us, Idi v'idi, boi repri adama. Both of you make a boi repri adama, even if you cut into very small pieces. So why, how come we're cutting it? You're cutting the small pieces to bring out the taste, and it has just as good, if not a better flavor, when you cut into small pieces, it has the taste. So Mela does not lose its status, and therefore, you make a boi repri adama. It seems like in the poem brought down also, even if you were to totally grind it, the grinder would also retain its broch and you would make a bari pri adama. Right. Even shlokos, but shlokos is still the whole. It's still whole, still full, the full thing. How about if you go and grind it? Even if you go and grind, not just small pieces, even if you totally grind it, tachnon, it would keep its broch. We paskin, it keeps its broch of bari pri adama.
Because it's still together.
Okay.
Like tachnon is still together.
Right.
When you cut it up in tiny pieces, it's
separate.
Now.
Okay. Omer Vashi, Kervina Berivkana, when we buy Rivkana, Omelon, he told us, Tafshilo, a tafshil of silke, of beets, this cooked item of beets, the loimavshi bakum kimcha, that you don't put in a lot of kemach in it, Mafshi means a lot. You don't put in a lot of kemach in it. So boy pi adama, the bracha is boy pi adama. The lift, that tafshil of lefis, which is of turnip, the mafshi advice to seem like in that kind of a tafshil of recipe, you put in a lot of kemach. The mafshi bo kim chetve, you put in a lot of flour. There, the bracha is boy remine mezoinis. Boy remine mezoinis, because it's mine dogon. If that you put in, that takes over.
Right.
That's more choshev, and that takes over. So if you put in a lot of kemach in that tafshul, you make a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, so Hodor Omar, means you put in more kemach.
More than the other stuff, right. That's the roif, correct.
No, not the roif. It's more, he will comparing...
More than the left, more than the tafshul of the previously stated, the tafshul of silken, correct. Right, the pashas is that you don't even need roif. If it's a decent amount that's in there to for taste, that's the taf to make it that kind of taste of mezoinus, that is, then you make a bar mezoinus. V'hoder omar, idi v'idi bar pri adomo. Then no. Then he said, both, you make a bar pri adomo, even if you put in a lot of more kemach in there, you make a boir piyadoma, it doesn't turn into a boir minzayis. Why? So why are you putting all this kemach? This is that whole shmooze that comes up always, is if something is ladabik, just to keep the stuff together. So it seems like the tafshul over here,
chicken
the main
coats.
Tafshul was the... Yeah, schnitzel comes up also as this concept of putting it, it shouldn't get dry.
Right. No, it shouldn't fall off the crumbs. You put in
the crumbs, right, or the flour. Or it's only put the chicken, really, you want the chicken.
Right.
But if you put the chicken straight into oil, it'll come dry, and even though you're frying it, it'll come dry and crispy. You want to keep it moist and
but
soft
it's
inside.
It's not so it's just a different flour.
Right here.
That's not called a
davik. Right, it's not called a davik, but they use a similar type of svara where it's not, it depends on the kavana of the thing. It's not to take over that's the crumbs, that's right. The meichel. It's a ke'en azal a davik. Gefilte fish is what it's brought. Also, they say there's different svaras over there. Also, is it a davik? Pashas a davik?
Worst type for the flavor.
Right, but pashas, even though, you know, these jars, I think, is a guns that I think has more
kemach.
But I think Yerushalayim Zalman, others, I think the svar is there. What are you eating? What are you eating else?
You're eating fish.
That's right. What you're eating. So eating fish, that's, you know, going to be a shahakal, and not the mezonis will not take over. But anything ladavik, so therefore we said, even this tafshul, you put in a lot of kemach, but if the point was ladavik, and the main thing was the turnip tafshul, that was the point there, and just to give it a certain consistency, ladavik, then you still make, a bar piyadoma does not turn into a mezonis. Omar Rav Chizda, tafshul shel tarden, a tafshul of what's tarden?
Beets.
A turnip. What's tarden? Beets.
Beets.
Tafshul shel tarden beets. Yofel alevi. That's what you know. The health people into the beets. No, now it's a big into the beets. I mean, it always changes, I guess. But tafshul yofel alevi is good for the heart. V'toiv leinayim is good for the eyes. Yofel is always a stronger language. Yofel is a stronger language than toiv. It's yofel alevi. V'toiv leinayim. V'kolshken lebneimayim. I'm not sure what the kolshkin is. What does it mean? If it's good for those two things, then for sure it's good for the intestines.
Going down the target, then we're going up.
I hear.
Meaning according to what you said, Yofa, then Toiv.
Right, Toiv. The kolshkin for the B'nai Mayim, for the intestines, for the system, it's very good, it's very healthy. Amr Abaye. But who, that is only the Yosef Abay Tafi. It's sitting in the oven, in that Al-Mokim Shvizik, in the place where you normally put in the oven the pot. So if it sits there, and it cooks over there, that's when it's, I guess, in this healthy mode, in this healthy situation. The oven toich toich. Rashi says basically it gets very much cooked. You hear it bubbling, you hear it boiling. And that's when it's in that matziv, that's when it's very, I think it's going back, that's when it's very healthy, right?
Sounds toich toich.
Toich toich, right. Very particular, though, yeah. What gekocht is, how things were made. And that's has to be done properly. You know, if not, it loses. You know, people say, oh, this is that item is very healthy. No, not if you cook it. It loses the ingredients, go out and go into here. It has to be in a certain oifen for it to retain its health, its health milus. Zog to Gemara. Omer Rav Papa, pshitali it posha to me, it's obvious that maya the silka. Water of silka means the soup of silka, the beets. Silka what? What does it say in silka?
Beets.
Kesilka, because before we called tarden beets.
Right.
Silka's beets also. Is considered like the silk itself, and you make a boiri pri hadomo on the water if you eat a soup of it. Umayyad the lifter, umayyad of turnips, Kelifta is also has the same bracha as the lifta itself. Umaya, the kulashalkin, the water of all the cooked vegetables, kikulashalkin has a din of the cooked vegetables itself that you make a boire pre hadam. Correct. You don't have any of the salt. Just drink the soup. The soup has the same din of the vegetable. And Toysus speaks out. Toysus diver maschil maya the salke. He says, "What does it mean? It's like silke mavorchen ala boir pri adama. After pishayim ba ala mayim, it's only water. V'tam hayirakus, all it has is the taste of the irakus. So you don't have anything of the vegetable itself. Mavorch alein, just like you would make on the irakus. We said before." May Paris is a Balma, right? An apple juice and then the May Paris. So what's this? Here it's also just the Mayim itself. It was cooked. Right. What's exactly the svara? Is it because like it's cooked together?
So it's greater than Zaya.
Right. And obviously because it also has the taste, but right. It's cooked together, so it's right. It's not just something coming out of it.
It's
not
much cooked together. Talking about, yeah. Because Tyson is talking about the reason why you don't have any of the sours there, because it dissolves totally.
It doesn't seem like that's the shmooze. It sounds like it's totally there, but you're cooking it partially because you want to eat the soup. You're not the vegetables, right? Today, I think you go to any hotel, there's a ganze item. If you get a small piece of vegetable chalila in that chicken soup, you're going to get a complaint to the thing, right? You get to any hotel, the chicken soup Friday night for Shabbos is clear chicken soup. And they're putting a lot of vegetables. It's a ganze system how they strain, how to take sifting system.
It's a problem. If you give certain hot soup and you strain it out, it's butter.
Not on Shabbos.
They don't do it on Shabbos. What? The places would say, Shabbos. Afish imba elamayim, if the vegetable dissolved it.
That's the vegetable itself. That's mamash the vegetable. We're talking about just the wool liquid without the chayiv dissolving. Mamash cooking it to get the chicken soup, like the taste. Right. The taste of the thing makes a boire, has the same bracha of boire b'adam. Now, I think also this is mentioned in the Shulchan, if you're going to put together with these irakas, chicken or meat, that's more chash of other chicken. So
that's more chav. You make the
then you can make a shahakal. Yeah. So also not simple to get with the vegetables, not the vegetables.
On a vegetable soup.
On a vegetable soup, but that's mamish just the water because it's pure. You have the vegetables and you have the adama. This is the case. Clearly, the soup.
If you would have just vegetables, just the juice. Common.
Like you're cooking, right? Not common. So you're cooking like squash. You're cooking broccoli, and you like to drink that soup. That juice.
Put in flour,
like barley beans, and the trolley. Right. So it's the various halachas. I'm not sure that's the hard part of Ketzer Vorchim. Exactly.
The best thing is wash.
Right. The best thing is always to wash. But this is washing always takes care of all the problems. But this case, lechayr, again, if you go through inside the Shechanach, all the various dinim, he's talking about. If it's Dov HaBom Matei Chasud or not. If it's Lalafis, dip it with the pas. Right, the Lalafis with the pas. HaKabam, this case, Pasha, is just a plain soup. You're not eating the vegetable, taking out the vegetable. But if you're obviously eating the vegetable, that changes. If you're cooking it with meat and chicken, that changes because it's more chashuv. So the soup goes busted that, and then you can make a shahakal because on chicken and meat is shahakal. In this case, only vegetables. You're taking out the vegetables, you're not eating the vegetables. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boyer of Papa. Maya de Shifse. The water of is dill. Maya, what's the halacha? Dill soup. What's going to be the halacha? Limtuke. Time avde. Is it to give a good taste? To be mamtik the taste of the soup, or lavuri zuhama avdele, or you're doing what? What's the to take
away the
deodorize? Right, take away the smell, to take away the deodorize. Therefore, you're putting it in. So which broch are you gonna make? Exactly. Gemara Toshema Hasheves. This dill. It's a Mishnah Trumas. Mishnas Natan Bekteira. Once it gives a taste into the pot, and now you're gonna remove that dill stalk. You're taking it out. Ain ba mishum turma. There's no issa turma on that stalk of dill. The ain matam turma soichel doesn't even have a shem oichel anymore. It's Rashi says it's keitz ba'alma. Because the point was why? Because oh, Shema Aminah Zerayi Lemtuk it time of delay. It's to give a taste into the soup.
That's the purpose of it.
And therefore, once it gave its taste and Zerayi, it totally went into the soup. And you're taking it out now. It's Keitz Balma. It's Mamish like it doesn't even have a Shema. It doesn't. It's not even a Shema Oichel. That you're not even gonna. It's not a Kabbal Tumas Oichlin. And you don't have Issa Truma. It's Keitz Balma. So we're proving that this dill is there to give a taste.
What's the relevance of Issa Truma? Meaning, shouldn't have taken Truma before he used it.
If it is truma and it fell into a pot of chulin, it's not going to be a problem because it this itself is not it's not going to have an issa truma because it eats ba'alma. So proving that it's given it's there
the
time of ba'alma.
The dish is already you already used it when it was still truma.
So he's saying that if you go was a timer,
the
dish should be a problem of truma.
That's why.
What?
It's only coming rabbanim.
Not here.
Either way, the point we see
the
is...
The point we see is that it's there for the time, yeah. And therefore, on that soup of dill, you're going to make a boire pri ha'adomo because it's like the dill itself, right?
Anyway, the question, according to Pashat, the taj is, the stalk, are you going to have to give truma from that stalk once you take it out?
Once it's out, it seems like not.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Right. It's eight
balma, right?
And on the soup, you don't worry about it because it's bottle. It's only Rabbanim, since
bottle.
Normally
you're
saying time is la bottle.
Right. Mils David time is not bottle. Anything with a time is not bottle. Correct.
Over here it's
only Rabbanim. Right. The Rabbanim, they also say time kick. I don't know if they figured this out. Your problem, what's with time? Time l'chayr should make the rest. Should make a problem of truma for the rest of the pots.
Correct, on the soup.
Correct.
It's talking about
the point is, it's talking about, right, the Mishnah Truma is there, it's talking about the stalk. Ein bo Mishnah Truma. Okay. Zog to Gemara Vayit. Omer v'chir bar Rashi, pas senuma. Pas that's very dry. Dry pas. Rashi says, yivesha, shenosna bakari. Basically, putting it into your soup to soften it up, to revive this piece of bread. Pas senuma bakari. You're putting it into a pot or a plate of soup. To soften it up, you're going to make a bracha of hamoitzi. Zok to Gemara, who plige, and this Reb Chiya Barashi is arguing Reb Chiya. Dam Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya says, "Sorg shetichle bracha im apas." When someone eats pas and he's cutting the bread, you should finish the bracha exactly the same time as you're cutting the bread. In other words, not to in between. Not in other words, Pashas is saying it shouldn't be broken before it. You should don't break it into pieces and then make hamoitz lechemoritz.
Of
the bracha for the chashivas of bracha, you're making a bracha of hamoitz lechemoritz. Have it whole, have it shlema, then make the bracha. But don't wait till totally the end of the bracha and then break it. Break it already, cut it already during the bracha, that when you finish making the bracha, you finish cutting, then you're making it into a perusa. So Zok to Gemara, this Reb Chiya bar Rashi that said that pas senuma bakara, so Rashi speaks out, if you're putting this into the soup to soften it up, it's going to break already before the bracha. So it seems like the Reb Chiya bar Rashi said you can put it into kara, means to say that you can go lekatchila, put it in, and I'm worried I'm not going to have a ganza, a sholem by my bracha. So what? You put it in first, there's no mile of having a sholem for bracha. So the Gemara says, oh, pliga, that's not like Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya holds that it should stay a sholem at least at the onset of the bracha, and only when as you finish it, that's when you cut it. Mask of Rava, so Rava had a shakasha, on Reb Chiya. Maishna tznumo, deloi meshum, dechikalia bracha, aprusa kakalia. So Allah pas nami kigomra, aprusa gomra. You're telling me tznumo would be a problem according to Reb Chiya, because it gets broken, it's not a sholem right away from the beginning. So then what's better that you're breaking it already before the end of the bracha? By the soif bracha, it's already broken. The chashiva zicha should be that by the end of the bracha, it should be whole. So if by the end of the bracha, when you finish the bracha, it's not whole, then what's the maila of thing? But it sounds like the kasha was kapetznuma. Why was this a direct question according to Reb Chiya? What's he doing? What's the point? Your mile is to have a sholem.
You're not achieving it
anyways. But it seems like it was more conscious with the tznuma rather than the mafarshim talk. Why the Gemara asked it like that? But akaponim what you do is none of the two that we mentioned before. In other words, they should have a sholem, but don't even cut it until mevarich, you first make a bracha v'achich b'tzeh. Don't cut it during the bracha as you finish. Wait, first make the bracha v'achich b'tzeh, and then you cut it. Rashi says you first make the finish the whole bracha and then you break it. So like this, you finished your bracha on the pas sholem on a full loaf, a full bread. Nedoy avdi kibchir, nedoy they did like kibchir, which was cutting it as they finished the bracha. V'rabbonon the chachamim avdi kirova, they did like kirova that you first make the bracha and you complete your bracha and then you betzeil. Omer Ravina said, Omer li'aim. My mother told me, I guess he was a Yosem early, and his mother told him, Azavicha, your father, the Mesoira from the Tate Gevin, that Ovid Kerbchi, he did like a Bchid, Amr Bchid, Tzorach Shetich LeBracha, you finish the Bracha Ima Pass together with the Pass when you're breaking the Pass. Rabbonon Abdi Kerova, and Rabbonon did like Kerova, they first finished, completed the Bracha, and then they were Beitzeya. The Hilchas and the Alocha is Kerova, like Kerova, the Omar, he says, Mevorech, you make a bracha, v'achrech beitzeya, and then you would say it. So chashiv is for bracha to have a sholem, and then
is this relevant on sliced bread too?
That to keep a full slice meaning, rather than breaking it into pieces?
No. This is far the Taisa seems to hold that even if the bread is sliced up, if you keep it together, it has somewhat of a din of a shleim.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Pusik on Taisa is could you break it away?
Correct.
Or maybe
it's coming from a whole one.
No, that's coming. All the pieces are there. Yeah. Tosha seems to be learning as long as all the pieces
are there,
together.
You kind of put it. Yeah. That would be a command of the
shalom. If it's together, yeah. But I don't think the halacha will machal like that. We hold, but that what you do is
we mark it. Right. The reason we mark it is because it shouldn't be a hefsek or a hezchadas. Later, between the broch and should be able to eat it right away. So we kind of make a slice. Even though Shulchan, but in Shabbos, it says really, in the Shulchan Aruch says not to do it. But I think the Minig Olam, I think, it says if you did on Shabbos, also not a problem. But because Shabbos, you need Lechem Mishneh, so it comes into a problem of cutting it too much. But Pashas, anyways, if you can pick it up and it doesn't fall apart, you can make a decent, nice slice in it. It's not going to fall apart unless you're really cutting it deep into it. It's not a problem. It's still a shom. It's not for Lechem Mishneh. But look at Chil, it says not to do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's just marking it without cutting it.
Correct,
all.
It's not a problem.
Because the Shleimus, which is more shalom? One that's half cut or one that's not cut at all?
Right. Okay, something more about Itma, we learned. Havi lufneim petisim. We brought in front of them petisim is broken pieces of bread. Vishleim in a ganze shalom. And in a shalom, so what do you do? Amir Avhunim, Mavorach, ala petisim. There's no problem. You can look at chila, make a bracha on the petisim. Upoita is a shleim. And again, you have to make one bracha that's going to cover both. It's going to cover everything. What do you make a bracha on? Zok Ravuni, you could make the bracha on the petisim and it patters the shleim. And Rashi says, right? And Rashi says, and if you're going to have the petisim, the broken piece is bigger than the shalom, then not just you can do whatever you want, then other rabbi. Then you have to make the bracha on the broken one because the bigger one has a certain, it's more chashuv. Then a shalom. In other words, there's no mail of a shalom. Big chashuv is takes over.
The size
is a more of a keveya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Shleimo is mitzvah min amufchet. This is argues of Rashi. This seems it comes out of machlokes and like mekotzel lekotzel because he holds the size and he holds shalom is bechalishke maila and Rabbi Yochanan is saying shleimo is a maila and versus it's like mamish like mekotzel lekotzel because what would happen if they're even? Rashi seems like if they're even. Also, Rav Huna is going to hold.
It doesn't
make a difference. And Shleim is b'chal nothing,
right.
And then God. So it means he has b'chal nothing of Shleim, and he also exactly becomes a shtukum a katz l'katz. The Tosfos tries to bridge the machlokes. That's the machlokes. If Yerchem Shleim is mitzvah and amufcher, even if the Shleim is smaller, you're going to make on the Shleimo because that's mitzvah and amufcher. That's a chashivas of the Shalim. Aval perusa. Oh, however, you have a perusa shel chitin. You can have a broken piece of chitin. The Shleim, and you have a Shleim, a piece of bread. That's shalom, but it's minasoyrin. If you're hakel, everybody's going to agree that mavarich al a prusa shal chitin that you make on the broken piece of chitin upoiter es a shleima and a patz shleima shdoyrin because even though shleima is a mitzvah and a mufcher, but since it's a different min and chitin is more chashuv, then avada dira takes over. It's a mile over the shalom.
Because it says that let's say the shalom is lousy flour.
Right.
And the
so it's Noki, but Noki and not Noki.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like over here, even if it's not Noki.
Yeah, so Tosha says that Shalom is better even if it's not Noki.
Right. Omer
Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Unfortunately, we say the opposite. You pay more if it's not lucky.
If it's not lucky, right. The whole grain, healthier. Whatever, healthier, right. It has the shaft, whatever it has in it, right.
Grain.
Yeah. So, Kitanoi. What's the ones usually go to? Am I on time? Like, I'm just to figure out. Okay. I'm not saying. I'm trying to gauge at least to get the timing is really important.
This way. It's not you.
When I
try to give Sia last week, I had nobody. He wasn't there.
Maybe because you're going too long. The timing is important.
It wouldn't help.
He was out. This shmuz that we just said, this question, that if it's something is more chashuv, it has a bigger mile of a sholem, is a chayut should be a mechlekes tanoim. The Mishnah in Terumas. Toyrmin, with Toyrim, we give off to the Kohen, butzel cotton sholem. We give him a small onion, but it's sholem. Avaloi, don't give him a chatzi butzel, a half a butzel, which is godel. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a loy. Ki elo chatzi butzel godel. Rather give him something that's bigger, even though it's a half of a butzel. This is going to be machlokes tanoim over here. The marsavar, the Tanakama holds choshev is odiv. Therefore, you give him a half a bottle because it's bigger, so it's more choshev odiv. Or marsav, and one is going to hold sholem odiv. Sholem is if Yud is going to hold sholem is odiv. So choyitz machlokes tanoim. This shmuz before that if you have a broken piece of chitin or a sholem of seir, a bread of seir, and which one do you make? We said before that you're going to make a bracha more chashiv on the seir, and it's more chashiv even though it's broken.
The Gemara before said different halachah. It can't be. The Gemara said different halachah. So over here it's talking about that's the
same. No, but still possible. Let's say what we said as a double poshut before. L'chayit should be mechalik sanarim. So how can you say it's a double poshut that the chitin comes first? Here it's shtickle similar. Here if one is bigger. It's different, a little different.
What's the difference? You have two factors.
Right. Two factors. And they go with chashiv more than shalom.
No, I thought of that.
Right.
The
mice
of
this two
interesting.
Correct. Correct. So the Gemara, no. It's not. It could be not. Hey, chadik a coin. If there's a coin available to give him right away, kul alma loy pligi. No one's gonna. Everybody's gonna agree. The chashiv odiv. Chashiv is, so you give him the bigger piece of bottle.
That's
going to be more chashiv because it's bigger. And Tosafot already speaks out, l'chayre, this is opposite of what we said before. That if you have a petis and a godel and a sholem, what do we go with?
We had a
machloikas. But what do we go with?
You're talking about truma and bracha.
Okay, what's
look at Tosafot. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from one to the other.
Okay, so look at Tosafot, divrei masechta kol hecha. If you have big pieces of broken piece of bread, and you have shleimim ketanim, the mevarich ala shleimim. You're saying it's a machlokes, but I guess we pass with mevarich. You make a bracha on the shleimim. So l'chayv here, the Gemara is saying kula alma loy pligi that you're going to go the chashiv adav and you give the broken piece of bottle and not the shalom. Right, there we said fakert. Hayna dafka la bracha. Before we're talking about hilchis bracha, then the loy ichpas lei. So what, we don't care she yavarich begadol. In other words, there, what's the maila of making a bracha on the gadol? There, sholem is a maila. So let's say it's more, a bigger piece, more chashiv, but hilchas brachas, you want to know which one to make a bracha, about anything. Aval, one second, Aval, let's finish up the Torah. Aval, what? Aval, Gavanesina, the coin, you give that coin. The point is there, how much, what the coin got. Over there, ikan afkusis shendan afkemina the yidn loy hagadol hachashiv tvei the nichalei. The coin probably rather get the bigger piece of butter, getting more than getting the sholem. So therefore, that has a certain maila. But in hilchas brachos, what's the maila of bigger of more chashiv?
That one was a machlokes to begin with.
Then. I hear.
Yeah, but Tumar brings a raya.
No, but there the vote was he holds the gadol. You can do whatever you want. Means there's no that in the kudu was there's no maila for sholem.
So why do you have machlokes?
So we hold sholem as a mila,
but more than that. What does Tosis mean when Tosis says the ein enoki? He means something by that.
Yeah, because
the leich pesli shivak begadol zimmi yivak begadol hold the ein enoki.
Yeah, but Tosis chayes on what he said before. Tosis before said enoki if the sholem is better.
The sholem is right.
He's not enoki. Now Tosis is saying that there's a that could be not enoki is a mila. So Gabi giving to a kohen could be that's Tosis on your and Ra. And there's an Indian to give from me in the Minatoy,
right?
So we're talking about here about Truma.
Minayofa, correct. have to see. You have to see clear test before. So yeah, okay. Sal Kaponos, Dr. Gemara, it's not a riot. The machloikas here could be, everybody holds that if it be a koy, if the koyim is presently available, is there, like pliga the choshev od, if you give the bigger piece.
Actually, here's a difference for her, that if you cut something, it's not going to stay.
No, we're getting there. That's the next, we're getting there right now. Keep pligi. When is the machloikas? The leka koyin. There's no koyin here. That now we're learning the Mishnah. Come makom sheyesh koyin. If there's a koyin available, torim and ayofa, you have to give from the better one. From the best, from the yofa. If there's no sheinkan koyin, then what we're worried about is torim and amiskayin. So you have to be torim from amiskayin. And the Tanakhama holds that therefore you give. Therefore what? So therefore you're going to have to give something that's miskayim, in other words, that it's going to last. Something that's caught is not going to last as long. So in other words, that we have the machloikas tanon before, we have toyim and butzel, that's where the Tanakhama holds, you give a cotton a sholem, is because you're going to need to give from a dover hamiskayim.
Because so once, but in the case where the taka's coin is present, wouldn't be any machloikas.
Correct, that's what the Gemara said. When the president's not machloikas, everybody holds, you give the bigger one, because choshev maybe is odif. So it's not a raya from that Mishnah to this Shaila before.
Machloikas
tanon, correct. And you go with what's more choshev.
It could be.
Which stems with what we said right before, that you're going to give the chitim, the broken chitim is going to come, is going to make the, you're going to make the bracha on the chitim because it's more choshev, right, more than on the sorin of the shleima.
Right.
Choshev is odd. Right? So you're going to do the bigger one. However, when is the machloik is there in the Mishnah? The machloik is in the Mishnah when there is no kohen.
That takes away tois kashos, because now we pass just like by shleima Musa.
Correct. Oh, the what are you saying? The what?
Machloik is pepsis and shleima, and you also going to shleima. Yeah, but why does it?
No,
yeah,
but
you don't have the factor of a coin.
The chitin.
What's the machlokes that the man Yamu says?
Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hey, the Torah and the Manayofa, even though it's not going to last.
So I think the Pashas yeah is.
You want to know what's shown that?
Yeah, no, it's Pashas. Because even the Shalom doesn't last very long. So what's the difference? What's going to last?
One last long. Hey,
okay. A couple hours more.
Okay. So they review the whole day in the term of the office. So the machloikas here is when something is not, when the coin is not there, do you give min hamiskayim? That's what the Tanakhama holds. So therefore, you give the whole one. And they review the whole, no, you give the better one. And the better one is the bigger one, even though it's not as miskayim.
There's special din in Batzo, and how you cut it so it should be miskayim.
Okay.
It's four down. It should be the
middle, the head.
Yeah,
the
ends. The ends. So over here, it's talking about maybe we cut the ends off, and it's not as kind.
Okay.
That's so okay. Tap on bottom.
You know what's this game? This is from Tumas. Zok to Gemara weiter. Amr ibn Nachman Yitzchak, V'yirei Shemayim. Yirei Shemayim, Yoytzi Dei Shneim, it gets both in. In other words, we had a machlokes over here. We had a machlokes before between Petisin and Shleiman. Is Sholem is a Maila or is Sholem is not a Maila?
Yirei Shemayim,
what? Or Gadol, right? You can do even on a Prusi, even though it's not a Sholem, just as much as in other words, there's no Maila of Sholem. It's better because let's say it's bigger, right? Which one? So Yirei Shemayim, Yetzi Dei Shemayim. Imanu Yishneim. Umanu, who is this Yirei Shemayim? That's Ma'ar B'Rei D'Ravina. The Ma'ar B'Rei D'Ravina, Manich Prusa, put Prusa B'Toich HaShleim, and took them both together. So you know that he took both, instead of one pattering the other, and Shailas, which one to use? You take both, so you take away, to take care of the problem.
The question is,
do you have to
say both or not?
Oh, right. Let's see. Amalei Mashmecha, what's your name? Amalei Salmoy. Amalei Sholemato, you're Sholem, Vishleim, Mishnosecha, and you're learning is Sholem, Shesam to Sholem, you're putting Sholem, Beinat Talmidim, where the Mechloik is over here, the broken one bigger, or versus the Sholem, and you're doing both, so you mach Sholem, Yoitzi Yidei Shneim. Omer Rav Papa.
Rashi says, either Mishteim or Minash Shleim. So Rashi passes.
Right. Oi Mishteim, Oi Minash Shleim, correct.
So Rashi passes the Shleim as other.
Right. No, that's what do you mean shleim is odd? If anything, the shleim is more. It sounds like the meikar adin, the meikar is the shleima. They're also chaparayim to gain the other man of
the business.
Correct. We're going to get it. Right. Zog to Gemara. Omer of Papa. Hakl moidim, everybody agrees, be Pesach, shemeniach prusa b'toich ha-shleima u b'itzeya. that you put the prusa b'teich hashleim yibetzeya, and that's how you make the bracha yibetzeya like that. My time lechem oiniksiv. Says lechem oini. No, by yachatz we go and we split the middle matzah.
So you have a
broken one. So what do? We have a full matzah with a broken one. Lechem oiniksiv. It would sound like pashim is gemar. What is gemar trying to say?
Yeah, what's the relevance of that?
We, unza minig is, what do we take by Pesach? We take three matzahs. Why do you take three matzahs? I always ask my kids, why do you take three matzahs? They tell me, what do you mean? Koin Levi Yisrael.
No, that's
Shane and Yonim. But you need the Shane to say you need Lechem Mishnah, even though not just on Shabbos you need Lechem Mishnah, you need Lechem Mishnah Yom Tov also. So by Yachatz, you go ahead and you split the middle matzah, where it's going to be your Lechem Mishnah later on. So you take three matzahs, you break the middle one, you're still left with Lechem Mishnah. It sounds like from the Gemara over here, with the contrast, we're going to see the Gemara weiter. What does it mean? Pesach maniach prusa b'toich shleim b'itzeya. Why? Because lechem oini means a broken matzah.
So
in other words, it's just telling me to break my matzah because lechem oini. Or that's how you make your bracha on. U'b'itzeya, that's how you do it.
He's not telling you that you need both matzahs here. He's telling you one matzah and a prusa.
Right, pashas, right. And that's a sheet of the goyin, the minig agro, the shleim, the aldi shleim, to go with the prushim. Minig agro is you take only two matzahs on Pesach. I won't have three matzahs. Lechem oini trumps lechem ishma. That's what exactly the lom this is. We smell lechem ishma. One man you're showing him out. Seems like this shit is a riff of Raman. The riff in the Raman holds you take two matzahs on Pesach. I'm saying them, two matzahs.
So later on you take it on lechem ishma.
Lechem oini you don't have because the vort is lechem oini. The point is to have lechem oini. And what's the lechem oini? Only Zoktir Rashi eats from has broken pieces. Doesn't have shleim
as the matzahs.
In other words, has broken pieces.
Now lechem oini on Pesach is more chashuv than
correct and right. Correct. That takes over. Someone who say lab is London should. If the din is to have a broken one, that's like lechem. That's lechem mishnah maybe. But that's the choyer pashas what the Gemara is trying to say of it. That by Pesach you maniach prusa b'teich shleim b'itzeya. My time lechem oiniksin. Omer Rabba, but over Shabbos and Shabbos chay vadim b'tzoya. You have to stay kickers, two birds. My time lechem mishnah because you need lechem mishnah ksiv. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rabba, chazin le'rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana knock a tarti. He took two. Ubotza, but he broke. He only cut open chod the one. Reb Zeira,
when
Shabbos. Reb Zeira, so Taka took two for lechem mishnah, but it was only betzeya chod. Reb Zeira have a botza akula sheirusa. Rashi says, what does it mean? Reb Zeira botza akula sheirusa. To Rashi, prusa gedoyla. When he cut a huge piece. Shohiyadai loy lechol asuda.
B'Shabbos.
Covered Shabbos is because the chesn oinik Shabbos have a good essence geshmak ate a lot. So right away that he took a huge piece right away to cut off a big piece. The Rashba learns it means a kula shirusa means he took both. He ate for he cut open both breads and he ate from both breads. And that's from this Rashba it comes. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I think today is. There's many. I don't know if everybody's knowing like that. But that 2 days of Shabbos when you take a lechem mishnah, do you cut open both challahs or not? Usually, if you're not eating the second challah, yeah, some people bedavka the litvish makpid to take two challahs and cut open both because we're passing like the bzeir and the Rashba. Many some are showing hold that this is what his bzeir is saying that Rav Huna, Rav Ashi, who's the first one, Rav Kahana only took tato b'tzeichod. Rav Zeira have a botza kula shirusa means he took both and he cut open both and we passing like that. So we pass like bzeir. So if you hold that that's what he meant, that's what
it
means. They have to cut open both.
There's more than that. Some people hold this a din on Shabbos.
Yud beis chalas. 12.
You have to cut 12 though.
Right, so the goyin I think holds, I think the being from the goyin of Maisurav, that 12 means because you take two of Yisuda and you have three Yisudas at six and you're cutting each one six and you're cutting it in half that you have the Yud Beis Chalas like that. The Yud Beis Chalas like that. But the Rebbe's not going to take the Yud Beis Chalas.
You take Yud Beis Chalas, you only have Shleimus by Shabbos night. You won't have it in Shabbos in the daytime anymore.
If you cut open all of them.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think that maybe they are, I don't know. They have Yud Beis Chalas, have Yisud, was a Shlecht. If you only have Yud Beis, you're not going to be left with Yud Beis. But you can have Yud Beis by each Suda.
By the Tish,
you'll have Yud Beis by all of them, by all the Tish. In fact, the Gemara, I'm like, Vashi, how could you make such a cut, a big piece like that? What comes Chazi Kirav Senusa? You look like some man that's hungry was. What's the title of Rav Sinusav? Someone that's extremely
raciousness.
We let's get fast up fresh. I don't know. You know, a grease stickles, a bomb piece.
Yeah.
What? So a big piece. How can you cut such a piece and it's fastish and it looks like a Rav Sinusav? Amalei Akivan, since Kol Yom Le Kavod Achi doesn't do like that every day. Every day cut smaller pieces, and he's only Va'idne, just now, special Kavod Shabbos. You're cutting a bigger piece because you want to show right away that Kashivas for Shabbos, they're eating more because of Shabbos. Then Lo Mischazi, it doesn't look. There's no problem that it looks. It's not. Doesn't look like a Rav Silusa. If Ami and Rabasi, when they got a hold of a rifted deruva, the bread that they used for Ruva Chatzeris, that the Ma'ar of the Chatzeris, you take Ruva Chatzeris, you be able to go from the bottom into the Chatzer, and shouldn't be a problem of going in from private domain into Chatzer, which is a shared domain. So you took a bread and you put it into one of the houses, then it means like everybody's living in that house. So from six houses into one big Chatzer, it's as if there's one big house, everybody's living together. So there's no problem not to go from the Bayez to the Chatzer. So when you've got a hold of that Rifta de Ruva, that he did before Shabbos, that you Ma'ar from before Shabbos, he made on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. He made mevarchen aleh. He made a bracha of a moitzel lechem naaretz. Amri, he said, "Hoyel v'savet bei mitzvah." You did it one mitzvah. You did a mitzvah of eriv. Navet bei, you'll do a mitzvah achita. You do another mitzvah. Stop here.
Wait, what's the chiddush?
What's the chiddush? Whatever you got. What's the chiddush?
You don't say chavilus.
Oh, right. Chavilus. Why not? Because by birchas anan and you don't say chavilus.
No,
first of all, what chavilus? Where's the chavilus? There's no chavilus here. This is one was Friday and one was Shabbos. Yeah, so because it's already the chiddush?
Different times.
Chavilus. You're referring to the toises before. That's a different shmos. But how you do on Pesach? With the hamoitzi lechem and oritz, with the alachilas matzah, you don't drop to do chavilas. That's when the shayla for chavilas. Ein lasses hamoitzi. Don't make hamoitzi and achilas matzah on the prus itself. Because then you're making hamoitzi and the alachilas matzah on the same prus.
Right.
So then think. So one achilas matzah you make on the broken one, on the sholem you do on the whole one.
What time's the first day over?